two of the most talented musicians to come out of Ireland in the last 40 years or so, Sir James Galway and Phil Coulter, and that wonderful track, Home Away From Home. I think I played that on the very first Sounds Irish way back in the day, and I have it in a special folder of relaxing music on my MP3 player. You've all heard me relate countless times, friends, on Sounds Irish, about the 7 happy years I spent working with the Jack Ruan Band in Ballina in County Mayo between 1957 and 1964, or thereabouts. And I love any music or anything, poetry, literature, whatever. I love anything connected with Mayo. And yet, I thought I was aware of most of the songs from Mayo, but I was delighted the other day to come across this song that I've never heard before. It's by Brendan Shine, and it's called Always Mayo. And I'm sure, as some of the tracks already on the programme today, will appeal to those people from County Mayo who've left their home and gone to Australia, particularly in this case. And here's Brendan Shine looking at his home in County Mayo and saying, though his home in the future will be in Australia, it will be always Mayo.
I've seen the red sun set on Achill's fair shore, but this wondrous sight I will never see more. The bright lights of Westport glow beckoning bright, and the shivering cold of a dark winter's night. The fields in their glory are spread out below, and above them Kilpatrick all white capped with snow. I'll soon have to think of Australia as home, but the truth will be always Mayo. Always Mayo, always Mayo, long may the memories linger. I'll soon have to think of Australia as home, but the truth will be always Mayo. I'll miss the sweet kiss of the soft western air, the friends and the loved ones that I'm leaving there. From Val to Duke Castle I've sported and played, and I've tasted the sweet lips of many's a maid. The thoughts of my childhood spin round in my mind as I gaze on the beauty I'm leaving behind. I'll soon have to think of Australia as home, but the truth will be always Mayo. Always Mayo, always Mayo, long may the memories linger. I'll soon have to think of Australia as home, but the truth will be always Mayo. Always Mayo, always Mayo, long may the memories linger. I'll soon have to think of Australia as home, but the truth will be always Mayo. I'll soon have to think of Australia as home, but the truth will be always Mayo.
Oh. Friends, I think that is one lovely song. The great Brendan Shine and Always Mayo. And I'm sure we'll be getting requests for that one in the future. Now it's my Anne-Marie O'Riordan spot. And I don't think I've had Anne-Marie O'Riordan on the programme for a couple of weeks. And this song, yet again, is not an Irish song. In fact, I think it's a Scottish song. But Anne-Marie O'Riordan gives it her own special treatment. Will you go, lassie, go?
For the summer time is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time goes around the blooming heather.
Lovely, distinctive sound of Anne-Marie O'Riordan and Will You Go, Lassie Go. That girl has a gorgeous way of putting a song across, has she not? In the early 70s, I had the good fortune to work for three nights in cabaret with this next artist. He was a gentleman and he had great respect for me. He was a great help to me as well. I'm speaking of Michael O'Duffy. Now, Michael O'Duffy sang for years on the BBC on a Sunday morning, BBC Radio, with Sandy McPherson at the organ. I was at school then. But little did I know that in later years, I'd have the pleasure of working with him. And I was playing the electronic organ at the time. He was appearing in a cabaret, as I say, at the Clontarf Castle. And he sang, I remember this particular song on the three nights that we were there, and there was great audience participation in it as well. Here's Michael O'Duffy.
Whisper into Cape Muldoon.
I love to ramble down the old Boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom. or to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon. Was on a summer's evening in the merry month of May, I was coming from the fair at Cappamore. I was driving home a pretty pair of heifers by the way, when by chance I stood outside a cottage door. I stepped inside to light me pipe as any man would do, when going to or coming from a fair. Then I spied a lovely colleen with two eyes of melting blue, and begorra then my heart felt very queer. I love to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom, or to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was coming from me father's down a neighbouring boreen, when I saw my Kitty tripping like a fawn. She smiled at me so shyly I felt as in a dream, and I never slept a wink that night till dawn. The next time that I saw her, I told her of my love. She even blushed and let her basket fall. Then says she, "Go on, you schemer," giving me a gentle shove, and hinted, "Ask me, father, when you call." I love to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom, or to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon. Well, her father, he consented, for says he, "I know you well, and if Kate Muldoon agrees to be your wife, you can have her hand and blessing and a tidy bit of land. So we're married now and settled down for life. And we have three bonny children, perhaps we have some more, to keep us young and brighten up the scene. So when their turn comes for courting, now what better could they do, if like us they ramble down the old boreen?" I love to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom, or to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon.
A-whispering to Kate Muldoon.
Apparently taken from a vinyl album, because could you hear the sort of snap crackle on that one? But I hope it didn't spoil it for you. Also, I should have pointed out, for those of you who don't know, that a boreen, remember he sang, "I like to wander down the old boreen." A boreen is a lane. Actually, the word bore is the Irish word for road. And we have this little habit of putting the word, the sort of syllable een at the end of things, which makes them small. So a boreen is a little road or a lane. Do you like that? I did. I thought it was nice. Now, here's yet again somebody who we don't feature too often on Sounds Irish. I'm talking about Big Tom. But before I play the track, once again, it's a song that I've heard for the first time only yesterday, to be honest with you. It tells the story of many a young lady. Here's a young girl, 19, and she's leaving her home in Ireland to go to London because she wants to follow her career to become a nurse. She's an Irish nurse. That's the name of the song, an Irish nurse. And I wonder how many hospitals, well, throughout the world, but particularly in the UK, have Irish nurses. A lot of Irish girls left their homes to go to work in England as a nurse. And this is Big Tom telling the sad little story of the girl, the Irish nurse.
She was just a girl of 19 years when she set out on her own. She left her brother and four sisters with her parents back at home. The reason she was leaving, she saw no future here. to fulfill her one ambition, to make nursing her career. The old church in Rumford, that's where she went to train, and it would be a long, long time before she'd be home again. She said goodbye to all her friends and the ones that she loved dear, as she left her home for London to make nursing her career. She was just a 19-year-old girl who loved her parents dear, but she left home in Ireland to make nursing her career. Many hours of work and study, oh how time passed away. Soon with her fellow on graduation day, before she graduated, for weeks she saved the fare to bring her mom and dad from Ireland her special day to share. But a drunk man in a speeding car stole her dream away, and her parents never seen the girl on her special day. She never did return to Ireland, and sometimes she'd shed a tear as she recalls the day she left home to make nursing her career. She was just a 19-year-old girl who loved her parents dear, but she left her home in Ireland to make nursing her career. But she left her home in Ireland to make nursing.
Big Tom and the Irish Nurse. Now, Big Tom was an icon in the showband days, particularly in the early days. Big Tom and the Mainliners could pack venues from Cork to Donegal. He had his own wonderful County Monaghan accent, and he didn't try to put on at any time, like a lot of the singers did and still do, put on a sort of a pseudo-American accent when they sing a song about Galway or Cork or Dublin. But he didn't do that. He just sang in his own particular and inimitable way, Big Tom. There he was telling us all about the Irish Nurse. Earlier on, I played Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff, did I not? And I promised you another Cavan song. Here's Michael English, a very talented musician and a good singer, and he's telling us all about a Cavan girl.
As I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sit down. First 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan town. Doctor, and the road I go once seemed beyond compare. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my Cavan girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, the trees will soon be bare. Each red gold leaf around me sees the color of her hair. My gaze retreats, defies my feet, and once again I sigh for the broken pool of sky reminds the color of her eyes. At the cavern cross each Sunday morning, there she can be found. And she seems to have the eye of every boy in Cavern Town. If my look will hold, I'll have the golden summer of her smile. And to break the hearts of cavern men, she'll talk to me a while. So then Sunday evening finds me homeward, Gillishandra bound, to work a week till I return to court in Cavern Town. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she'd not said no. So then Sunday morning, roused myself, and back to her I go.
Michael English and the Cavern Girl. That was the winner of the very first, I think, Cavern Song Contest, which is no longer in existence. At one time here in Ireland, every county in Ireland was running its own song contest. And that was the very first Cavern one. And the winner was, of course, Cavern Girl. Now, I'm in a bit of a quandary here because I've got a request for a song that I'm sure I only played last week or the week before. And Mary, I'm just wondering if this is the song you mean. You sent me an email and you said, could I play the song of the Gael? And I'm sure that's what you said on your email. Could I play the song of the Gael? Now, here's PJ Murray, and he's singing this song that I'm almost sure, and I could check on my playlist, but I haven't got time now. But for you, Mary, in Mississauga, here's PJ Murray. And if I'm wrong, drop me an email and let me know to put me right, and we'll get the right song for you next time. But I hope this is the song. It's a lovely song, and it's given a lovely sort of gentle treatment by PJ Murray, the Song of the Gael.
I wish I was westward of Dingle, on the golden sands of Bailbon, where I'd wait for the mountain of Brandon to appear in the red light of dawn. I'd gaze over Smerry Carver and the yacht with its billowing sail. My body is here in the Bowery, my heart's in the land of the Gael. For the course of the drink is upon me, it softens my will and my brain, and whenever I save a few dollars. I fall off the wagon again. But I'm thinking of lovely Croobarine, the Blaskets and Fair Kyown Shebane. When the sun is a red ball of fire, as it sets on the land of the gale. Now the wind, like a knife, it goes through me, and with hunger I'm ready to fall. And the snowflakes are swirling around me as I head for the church mission hall. But I hear the sweet song of the skylark, and I list to the curlew's sad wail, as over the ocean they call me to come back to the land of the gale. It's 50 long years since I left it, a young fellow still in my teens. Did I ever return? Now you ask me. I go back every night in my dreams. But the call of my homeland's all powerful, and I'm certain this time I'll not fail. Then I'll hear my own tongue, and again I'll be young when I'm home in the land.
Shiva Geistock Sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bullard.
When I've done my work of day, and I row my boat away, down the waters of Loch Tay, when the evening sun is setting and I gaze upon Benlore's, where the after glories glow, and I dream of two bright eyes and a smiling mouth below. She is my beauteous Nian Ru, she is my joy, my sorrow too, yet I doubt she is not true, for I cannot live without her, for my heart's a boat in tow, since the night she bid me go. So I'll sing hi-yo-ho-ro as I row my boat away. declare than all the tresses rare from Killin to Aberfeldy be they lint white, gold or brown, be they blacker than the sloe, they're of no more use to me than the melting flakes of snow. For your glance is like the gleam of the sunset on the stream, and the fairy songs they seem like the songs you sing at Milken. For my heart is full of woe since the night you bid me go, so I'll sing hi-yo-ho-ro as I row my boat away.
Well, regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Bollard is a big Brendan O'Dowd fan. I never had the opportunity to either meet or play along with Brendan O'Dowd, but I always maintained he had a wonderful talent and he got some great songs to sing, did he not? That one, I don't think, actually is an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than Brendan O'Dowd. I think that's a Scottish song, but it was always a very popular request whenever Brendan appeared in concert. The Benn Sisters, remember them? A couple of weeks ago we played their track about the Connemara Marble Ring, I think it was. Well, here they're telling us about A Mother's Love. Now, this was a huge hit, this song, in the late 50s, early 60s for Bridie Gallagher. But the Benn Sisters are telling us the story of A Mother's Love's a Blessing. And so it is.
Mother was sad.